So your question is, what are the pros and cons of leaving it open versus closing it?
Pros of closing it, the cons of, you know, leaving it open, you know, just...
Well, from a financial standpoint, the city currently has $44 million worth of increment that is being made available to this TID. That would support approximately $1 million a year in increment that would be coming in. So with the TID having projected a little over $2 million of increment on hand at the end of 2017 and a further $1 million a year through the 2025, which would be the required closing date, there's upwards of $12 million worth of monies available for project costs, all of which are authorized by the Joint Review Board. To close the TID would be to negate or essentially just give away those particular resources. And what's important for the public to understand is today the city only incurs 25 cents on the dollar because the other 75 cents would normally go to the other taxing authorities. By leaving the TID open, those 75 cents of every dollar that comes into that TID is available to the city to help support infrastructure costs that might be used to develop and create additional development. If the TID were closed, that would be gone. To leave the TID open makes those costs available to you, and the Common Council did earlier this year create two contracts, one with Rukert Mielke to study what are the infrastructure costs associated with in this area and what's possible, and two with Ehlers, who is a financial consultant, to take the costs that Rukert Mielke creates and study how those relate to the projections on this particular TID. Those reports are expected later this year, and then the Common Council can make an informed decision, and if you so chose, you have the same decision before you again 1 year from now, and then you could close the TID essentially a year from now or continue to leave it open. So the risks are the expenditures must be made for project costs by June of 2020. Any project costs after that cannot use TID dollars.
And so the projects that the Rukert Mielke studies, they'd have to be done and finished.
Initiated and completed prior to that point in time.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our biggest challenge at this point. Our biggest benefit probably is being able to use the funds to make that happen. I mean, that's probably the simplified version.
From a financial standpoint, I would concur with you.
Well, I just would say that, I mean, one example is last 2 weeks ago we talked about the Interstate Partners deal, and that's where we're looking at seeing whether or not TIF assistance is going to be, you know, put into that project. So if anything, if we would close it, that money's not available, which means maybe that deal doesn't happen. If we keep it open, if that's all we do, we're putting how many millions of dollars of property tax base into the ground. And that may be reason number one. And then we don't know what is going to happen in that next year if something else comes forward. So to at least find out, number one, the results of the consultant work that we hired to do a month ago, number two, that project itself, that's the reason why it's worth keeping it open.
The motion was received and voice on file.
Mayor, I'd like to thank Finance Officer for all of his work and appreciate him being able to answer the questions that I did on the phone and both here. Very appreciate it.
City Attorney.
Just one more recommendation in addition to the Finance Committee. Last Thursday evening, the Community Development Authority unanimously adopted a motion to recommend to keep the tax incremental district open, obviously TID number four, leveraging future increments for infrastructure, which the district can support to precipitate future development.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Without objection, the mark is unanimous. We go down to G3, results of survey of property owners. I didn't like the way this was worded. For the need to extend sanitary service, sewer and water, down 76th Street to Oakwood, up 76th Street to... Briarwood, Stonewood subdivision, and west to the Knipples Bend. for those of you who don't know what that is, or do know what that is, Mr. City Engineer. And by the way, before we get started, last time we were here, I made a short little speech about how this was a survey to find out who wanted and who didn't. It wasn't a vote. I think tonight you'll find out that it was a survey to find out who wanted and who didn't. It wasn't a vote. Mr. City Engineer.
Thank you. As of March 7, you gave me direction to survey the area, what I call the 76th Street corridor between Ryan and Oakwood, and also Ryan's Ryan Road area. I didn't report this as number four, number against, but you can see the red dots that were voted no, or responded no, and the green dots responded yes. After I received these on the 14th, I talked to the developer who's looking at two properties, one down the corner of Oakwood, excuse me, the northwest corner of Oakwood and 76th Street, looking at a large parcel there, 68 units. And he's also looking at a parcel basically behind DPW that comes out to 76th Street. Can you hear me? I'm trying to talk loud. Testing. Is that better? So once I got the results, I looked at where the red dots were. All of our utility master plans had showed utilities going up and down 76th Street. We looked at really the development possibility on the east side of 76th Street. It's very minute because of the wetland issues. So I called the developer, talked to him about alternative option. It's much cheaper or less expensive to run a water line down basically an open field, as opposed to within the right-of-way of 76th Street. So we talked about a situation where he would connect to a waterline stub on 80th Street right beside DPW, between DPW and Zurin, and run southward across the DPW ball fields, be able to serve his development known as the Southbrook Church property, serve that property, then continue south, crossing three properties, getting private easement from it, and then extending into his property down and continue all the way to Oakwood Road. The ability to do that, since the developer would pay for that, is that it would not assess anyone else. The developer would work out his own agreements. He can recoup costs if people connect in the future. Those are up to him. So the developer decided that he could bear those costs, and I've talked to him yesterday and today, and it's looking like that's a very real possibility. Sanitary sewer, they would extend off the Ryan Creek Interceptor. We would pay him to upsize it from a 8-inch to a 30-inch main, and that would carry us down to Oakwood Road for future development, but allow him an internal sewer structure for his development. Again, that appears to be a doable for the developer. For the Southbrook Church property, it would connect the Ryan Creek Interceptor very near his entrance on 76th Street, go back into his property, again, serve his development without affecting any of the other properties who are not in favor of being assessed for it. So the good news is, for pretty much everyone south of Ryan Road, I think we worked out a situation where we can serve the developer's needs and made it affordable for the developer, and we can avoid the no responses. If there are yes responses in the future, or people do want to desire, I think under this scenario, we can work it so that the future, those utilities could be extended at minimal cost. So that appears to be a good situation. We noticed that there are several green responses up on north side of Ryan Road. We did have a consultant look at that, rough estimate, $2.7 million for that project, that we could extend that if needed. It's a design fee of in the neighborhood of $250,000. If you are interested, we will come back next month or at some other time and talk about exactly what it would take to extend that. But there are no present developers asking. We have been in conversation with some people who are interested, but nothing, no one's made an official request.
So let me answer the question that's in some of your minds that you haven't asked yet. So if we're not going to run sewer and water down 76th Street, why did we ask, and why did we come up with those dollar amounts? Probably in a few of your minds. Why did we get you all, I almost said it, hacked off? And here's why. in order for you to make an intelligent decision as to whether you wanted or didn't want sewer and water, you needed to know how much it potentially could have cost you to have the sewer and water run past your house and then you hook up. In order to do that, we had to look at where would that be, and that would be down 76th Street in the right-of-way. That's how we came to the costs, so that you folks could adequately make come to an understanding of what it may cost you if you wanted sewer and water. Now, again, you'll all remember that 2 weeks ago I said it was a survey. Who wants it? Who doesn't? You see the result that this was a survey. Who wants it? Who doesn't? You didn't want it? We chose a different way to go to get it so that because you said you didn't want it. So we were giving you the worst-case scenario of what it would cost to get sewer and water in front of your houses. That's it. So now we know. The folks up on, well, the council's going to make a decision here in a minute. But Ryan Road and North, council will make a decision. That one looks to me to be 10 dots. 8 of them are green and 2 of them are red. So if the council, well, council can make that decision. So, Alderman Mayor.
So, Glenn, if I'm hearing you correctly, south of Ryan Road, all of the green responses, you have a way worked out where they could receive sewer and water from the developer?
There is one that would be difficult, just on the north side of the creek. There's a green dot just on the south side of Ryan Road.
9991.
If we needed to, we could install a sewer manhole, our sewer manhole that would tie into the Ryan Creek interceptors, so we could do that fairly inexpensively.
But everything else, all the green responses south of Ryan could receive sewer and water?
Yeah, I've talked to the developer. When he does his internal sewer system, we would run along the backside where possible, and so we could extend those if needed.
Thank you.
That does highlight, folks, that those people on 76th Street, we come to a way where you might be able to get sewer and water, but don't expect the costs to go down from the estimates that were provided, because we may have to go in 76th Street, even though the city engineer thinks he has a way. So just so you know, just in 15 years when we come back and you want to have sewer and water, it may be expensive. Alderman Wilhelm.
I appreciate this map. This has been very helpful. I guess I wanted to know about the blue line that runs from the Board of Public or the DPW yard. Will you be doing a boring on that Ryan Creek? Or
it hasn't been designed yet. I've asked the consult or the developer to have his engineers look at it. We haven't discussed that. I would imagine it would be a boring.
Because I'm wondering if you foresee any NR 216. No practical alternative analysis issues if you don't do a boring, which would they would say, well, you could put it along the street where the area would be narrower, so that's why I'm bringing that up.
I think the thought is that it would have to cross the creek regardless, and it's a much easier location to cross it there, so it'd be much less intense. But the developer, we have talked quite a bit about the wetlands on the south parcel, so he's very well aware of the wetlands that are in the area.
And then is it going through the tree line, or are you going to, I'm going to guess it's probably some.
The developer has talked to the property owners about taking the last, I think, 20 feet along their property line. I do not believe that the trees are on the east side of the property lines. I believe that most of the trees are on the west side, but, I haven't seen detailed plans.
Because I'm going to imagine if it's a farm, there could be some pretty significant couple hundred-year-old specimens that might be nice to keep for the back of this development. I'm sure you'll look at all that. Any problems with future maintenance that it's not along the road, or as far as obstacles or access?
That is a concern, but the idea is we're taking it down what 80th Street would be in the future, so if areas to the south were to develop, that there would be some sort of right-of-way through there. Potentially along the creek line, that would be difficult, but we could get it from both sides. We'll make sure that this development has access for us coming from the south. So.
Okay. I'm pretty satisfied with everything south. Now I'm wondering about the yellow line. As far as that goes, you say there is no development proposal for the yellow-lined area. Is that correct?
No active development proposal.
Okay. And so we're including the yellow line just because there were a lot of yeses or to spur something that we're hopeful or since the blue line would be there and the interceptor is there, how difficult would it be in the future to just hook into those?
Keep in mind this is an area that DOT has looked at widening Ryan Road, and so if we can put this off some in the future, but I would sure like to do it before DOT widens the road, and I don't have a date when that's supposed to happen.
Get in line.
2012.
Okay. So we would have time to do that section. There's no real urgency on it.
There's no real urgency. Like I said, I have no active developers who have approached me with a plan.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Glenn, why wouldn't it be better to do it when the road project, I mean, unless some development comes up and they need this, why would you not want to do it during the DOT project when work's already being done?
I'd like to do it before the road project. So.
But why?
Just before.
Why is that? Just explain why that would be.
Well, during the project, they'll be working on the road, obviously, and with all the lighting and improvements, that's just more expense for us to, you know, cost of excavation and so forth.
I mean, I understand. I understand that. I always thought, like, when we were talking about, let's say, St. Martin's Road and running water down St. Martin's Road, we was always saying, let's do it at the same time and not afterwards. So now, to me, I would think that that would be the time to do it if we have no proposal between now and then, that would be the time to do it. But that's I think that's going to be a long ways away. I don't think the state's going to do that project anytime soon. And then one of the thoughts is, and we have no proposals. I mean, I thought there was something that I heard that there could be potential proposals.
I've talked to some individuals. It turns out they weren't developers, but they're looking to market the land.
Market the land. Because I just, you know, one of the issues is that, you know, we've done this in the past, and then development falls off, and then people have been assessed and for years, and then nothing has happened, and so they can't just quickly turn around and sell their property with the improvement. I mean, that happened back on Oakwood Road not a decade ago or so, and they have a pretty big bill. So
I think it's fair to say that it would make the land more marketable if utilities were available. And there are some options. For example, we wouldn't have to do the northern stretch on 76th Street, maybe save that for a developer, so at least sewer's a lot closer for them to develop. But that's, again, I don't have any active proposals.
I mean, I think Alderman Wilhelm brought up a point. I mean, Ryan Creek is right there, you know, on you know, just east of 76. So it can happen a lot quicker than it was before we put in Ryan Creek, which is why it was the right thing to do Ryan Creek Interceptor, else we wouldn't be talking about this subdivision right now. I mean, if we wouldn't have done that, I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation about the development of the subdivision.
She's not looking.
I know. But I don't know if necessarily, I think we could get some more information. It's kind of hard to say right now. What's the motion in the packet to say that to have you?
If you were interested in pursuing the Ryan Creek area, we could look at it closer. Motion to direct staff to further develop a sanitary sewer project for West Ryan Road.
Is there a cost involved? What's the cost involved in that? Because, I mean,
jump into design, it's $250,000, so we could look at it a little closer, but I have a lot of information in my office. I just didn't bring it here because I didn't think we were ready to make that jump yet.
Yeah.
I put my nickel's worth in on this. Relative to the yellow, my desire would be to not do anything at this time. Conversations are different than proposals. Mm-hmm. A proposal can get us to make action relatively quickly, which would also cause us to help those two red dots figure something out. And I would imagine that development for the north side of Ryan Road will be spurred on by the housing development that we're talking about putting in shortly.
Right.
So I would think tabling that for just no action.
Mm-hmm. I would like to add one more thing. If the yellow line is not something we want to do right away and it looks like it may be years off, I did talk to the developer about, he noticed I put a green line heading north off of his Southbrook Church property coming up the backside. So DPW, we're paying at least $120 a week to pump out a storage tank, depending on how often we wash our trucks. And then it would also run along the backside of a restaurant that didn't respond to the survey but would have a concern. So there would be maybe an additional expense I may ask you for that I'd like to run that on our expense.
Alderman Dandridge.
Are you done, Steve?
I'm done, yeah.
Since I do represent that northwest corner of where most of the greens are, but then the couple of reds, I would be in favor of delaying or tabling that portion of it for now because there is no planned development. So is your agenda here, this packet, are you looking for an approval from us for south of Ryan?
No, I don't think south of Ryan requires any action.
Okay. So then the proper motion would be to table this action until further notice.
No, the better thing is no action.
Just no action.
Just move on.
Okay.
Alderman Mayer.
Well, then I've got another question then. What happens with everything south? Don't you need some sort of motion to move on with the developer?
The developer will make it as part of – we will come back as part of his development, and we'll talk about the plans at that time.
Part of his development agreement.
Okay.
For the folks in the audience, there is a public hearing Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, in this room relative to rezoning on those parcels. Just so you know. Mr. City Attorney.
Just one thought on the record with regard to the mention of the developer negotiating with Yes Properties in the area. It's been a while, but my recollection is the engineering department standard form development agreement addresses that. So it's actually part of the development agreement. It's probably in the municipal code too versus developer just going to a property owner and cutting a deal.
The municipal code does allow the developer to charge a percentage to people that connect within the next 15 years. I believe if I read it correctly, he can also negotiate something different.
So, but it goes in the city development agreement because the pipe becomes owned by the public.
Property. It's okay. Alderman Mayer still has the floor.
So one more question. What would be the course of action for those that responded yes south of Ryan Road? Should they contact you? Will you be contacting them?
Well, everyone in the survey received this map and was notified to come discuss tonight. As the developer develops his plans, we'll talk about those things at that time. Either myself or the developer will contact them.
Okay. Otherwise, they could contact you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no action on this item, we'll move on to G4, resolution authorizing a conservation easement for Tuckaway Pines Edition. Alderman Dandridge.
I'd met with the developer and the association and Glenn, and we'd like to make the motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G5, resolution to accept sanitary storm detention basin, et cetera, also at Tuckaway Pines. Alderman Dandridge.
Also like the motion to adapt resolution 2017, et cetera.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G6, direct staff to review and report on more than one principal structure. Alderman Wilhelm.
This is on here because I have a resident, and I guess this has come up in the past, where yep. They live on the property, and they're pretty much told you can't stay in the home. You have to tear the home down, pretty much move into a motel while you build your home, and they would like to be able to live there and then build it. There are provisions in there where they wouldn't get an occupancy permit. They would be required to post different costs to make sure that the initial structure was taken down. So I'd like to just make the motion to move forward to see what staff can do to determine the appropriateness of that. And the city attorney said he would work with the building inspection department on that. So I'll make the motion.
Second.
Just a comment. I was involved in at least one, if not two of those. City staff is well aware of the issues involved, like I'm keeping the house anyway, regardless of what we said. So, I mean, this is a fine motion. So just so you know, it's not...
Right, that's why we have to have put the provisions in and the costs and the holding the bond and all that stuff. So.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, a resolution for jurisdictional transfer on St. Martin's Road. Mr. City Attorney. Mr. City Attorney.
There's a handout, a corrected redraft, which I had previously sent for inclusion in the packet, which didn't get in there, so that's the G7 handout that was adopted by the council on April 3 for informational purposes. The jurisdictional transfer agreement with Milwaukee County references an attached letter from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, and I have inquired of the county in regard thereto, and the very short version is, and I sent them these changed motions today, that with regard to the motion on the action sheet to authorize the jurisdictional transfer agreement, I would add to that recommended action, comma, with such agreement to include the Wisconsin Department of Transportation letter referenced therein. And then with regard to the motion, which point blank.
So moved on that one. We need two separate?
Yes. Yep. Okay, so let's move. Do that one.
Second.
All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr.
With regard to the second motion to accept the jurisdictional transfer from Milwaukee County, again, that would include the additional language, comma, subject to the approval of the transfer by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Second.
Discussion. Alderman Mayor.
Glenn's not here.
Glenn.
I just want to make sure that the punch list that we talked about before is still going to be taken care of now that the weather is drying up and warming up.
The county has committed to doing the punch list, and the date I received in some email is May 5.
Okay.
Which is?
I'm good then.
I know.
Glenn, I was just asking that. About the punch list for the county, and the city attorney said that the county has agreed to take care of the punch list, the drains and so on.
Correct. In fact, a few items they're actually paying our DPW to do for them.
Because they want it done right.
I'll take offense to that. I'm used to that kind of comments from the second district.
Okay. That's all right. Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, an ordinance to amend the ordinance for budgets for fiscal year for fire department safety equipment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Danbury?
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Tonight's finance night, item G9, the finance report for March. I continue my...
Motion received and placed on file.
Second.
But everybody please read the general fund section at the bottom of page 120 and top of page 121. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, licenses, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, we have the first three are approved. And then Barron, there's two of them, both hold for appearance. And then the rest on page one are all approved. Page two, all of them are approved. Page three, Fenninger at the top, approved pending notary. And then all of the rest are approved on the on page three.
This is way too easy.
It used to be more fun. I could read all the names and butcher them, but I guess we don't like that anymore.
It was fine when you did it. When others did it, it would stay down quite a bit.
The what?
It was fine when you did it.
Oh, okay.
So we're 159. All right,
so on page four, hold for a court appearance on Lianus. Then you have two approves. And then the fourth one, Mast, is hold for a court appearance. And then all of the rest on page four are approved. Page five, first one's approved. Second one is hold for a court appearance.
Siciliano?
Yes. then you will go all the way for the rest of the operators will be approved, and then the bottom four, the public grant and the three entertainment amusement are all, actually I take it back, the Best Buddies one, the Franklin High School, that one is approved. Then the final three are approved pending inspection. And then on the final page, page six, they're all approved pending inspection.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers with an ending date of May 1, 2017, the amount of $2,418,039.79, and payroll dated April 28, 2017, the amount of $423,501.33, and payments of the payroll deductions in the amount of $495,796.22, plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll dated May 15, 2017, in the amount estimated at $360,000, and payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $207,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax payments with an ending date of April 27, 2017, in the amount of $221.50.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Their motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
There is no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.